Christine, thanks for joining us. The Silver City Daily Press reported this past week that former Grant County Sheriff's Deputy Jose Sanchez failed to appear for his arraignment in district court. Now, this was on a contempt of court charge for refusing to appear when subpoenaed to testify during the Bradley Farrington murder trial in August. Farrington is the former Silver City police officer who was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of his wife, and he was sentenced to life in prison last month. Now, Christine, you reported that Sanchez was the lead investigator in that case and was also a witness for the defense. Is that correct?
That is correct, Anthony. Yes, he was the lead investigator on the case from the moment that the homicide happened. He was later removed as lead investigator, and a new investigator was put in place, and he eventually left the sheriff's department. But what happened this Friday was he had a court hearing to appear on this contempt of court charge. It's an order to show cause to show Judge Jared Hofacket why he did not appear when he was subpoenaed to testify during the trial. So Friday morning at 8:45, he was not in the courtroom. There was some surprise, and come to find out, he had never been properly served the documents to appear in court. And because it's the type of charge it is, he has to be served in person. So he couldn't have been sent it in the mail. The Grant County Sheriff's Department was tasked with serving him those papers. And they did attempt to serve three times. Grant County Sheriff Raul Villanueva told me they attempted to serve him on Tuesday, October 2nd, Wednesday, October 3rd, and then again this past Wednesday, October 10th, right before his court hearing. And they had no luck in locating him. But each time they tried to serve him at his home address. So now the status is the paperwork will be sent back to court, the sheriff said. A new court date will have to be set, and the whole process will start all over again.
You reported that Sanchez is retired. Do you have like a timeline of when he retired?
Yes, absolutely. He was with the department for 13 years. He retired October 31st, 2015, which was a month after a different Grant County Sheriff's detective reviewed the case, and that was Detective Jess Watkins, who was with the department, left for a time and came back and worked on the Farrington murder case. And Sanchez retired 1 week after Farrington was arrested and charged with his wife's murder, which was a year and a half after the actual homicide occurred.
Have we heard anything from the Grant County Sheriff on all of this?
No. The only thing we've heard is that he confirmed that his officer did try to, or his deputy did try to serve Sanchez three times before the court date. That's the only thing he's told us about this issue. And incidentally, there were, you know, during the Farrington murder trial, which went on for several years before, like a year and a half or 2.5 years, actually, or more, before he was actually convicted, Sanchez was one of the two deputies who were actually reprimanded at the sheriff's department for their handling of this case.
Okay, Christine. Well, we'll stay updated with this story as it unfolds. We're joined now by CP Thompson with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, we have some information about public school enrollment numbers. What can you tell us?
So there is 4 grading periods throughout the school year, and October 10th was the first period. And so that means Silver and Cobra got their first official enrollment numbers. And it turns out that Silver has 47 less students compared to the end of the year in May. And Cobra, however, turned out to have about 50 more students when comparing it to the October date to the end of the school year date. So Silver went down and Cobra went up. And I do want to say that school funding is heavily based on student enrollment. So it's pretty significant here for schools.
Okay. Moving on, we have Chicano Fest happening this weekend. What's in store?
It's for the celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. It began mid-September and mid-October. So Western is putting on the Chicano Fest. There will be artists, live music, food, Friday at 5 p.m. And then Saturday at noon, there's going to be a car show and with the other vendors and food and artists. So it should be a great time for anyone who attends.
Okay, CP, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Sweet, thank you.